Three, two, one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Soulfish Tribe.
Yes.
Do you answer to that?
I will answer to that, yes.
Tara Elizabeth. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
It's like another hot... Well, first of all, happy July.
Happy July. It is July 1st.
Today's the 1st.
It just hit me this morning.
Yeah. Yep. It hit me like a wall of humidity, even though it's been humid, but it just felt a little more humid, a little hot, a little muggy. So how you doing? What's going on?
I'm doing well.
Here, pull the microphone up a little bit. We can, So you
good?
Can.
Good? Oh, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Perfect.
I was going to tell you, we wear these headphones because they're cool.
Yeah.
But they're also so you can hear yourself.
Yeah. All right.
So you and I, we were friends on different social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
I call the people on Instagram the hustlers.
Okay.
Because we're all just kind of got our little hustle on and one picture at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And we follow each other. And you reached out and you said you want to come on the podcast and promote some cool stuff that you had. What is it, a run?
It is a meditation event, essentially.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about it?
Sure.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So the event is called Rise and Release.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of woke up a couple of weeks ago with this idea, with everything going on in the world.
Are you woke?
I feel like I'm woke. I'm trying to be woke, yeah.
So
I awoke literally on a Monday morning with this thought that I wanted to do something. And I initially had a thought to do a walk or, you know, a peaceful protest, but it's kind of been done. But I also wanted to do something that engaged with the youth on some level, because I think that's really where we need to start. So I woke up with this idea to do some type of a meditation event, but I didn't really have a plan. And I had two women that immediately came to mind, and it was Linda Array and Elizabeth Sanchez of Magnificent Mamas.
I know Elizabeth.
I think has been on here, right?
Yep.
So they were I'm part of Magnificent Mamas with Elizabeth and Linda. And so
great people.
They're amazing women. And so they were the two women that came to mind first. So I reached out to them with kind of this skeleton idea, and we put a Zoom call together and just started chit-chatting. And within an hour and two more Zoom calls, we have kind of just created this event with a couple other local people. So we have Ingrid from the Cover Bridge Inn. Off of Fisher Road, who has graciously donated her space.
Nice.
So it will be a fully outdoor space on the big grassy area next to her barn. We have Elizabeth, like I said, from Magnificent Mamas, and she'll be there kind of talking about chakra healing. Linda Array, who is a life coach, she'll be talking about some stuff with that. My friend Shay, who's local gentleman, is going to come and do a little speech at the beginning. He was on your podcast.
Honaker.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So he's joining us. I wanted to have a male presence, so I reached out to him to speak a little bit. I follow him on Instagram as well, and he had a couple posts recently that kind of hit me and kind of hit to exactly what we want to do with the event. So he's going to kind of come and speak, you know, to the idea of unity and community and just kind of doing good things for change. Athena, who is your
Aldridge.
Neighbor, she is joining us as well. And she will be leading a shamanic peace journey. And then we have Ed and Juan, who do the drumming, and they're going to be there kind of doing their drum thing throughout the whole thing.
Nice.
And then I will be leading some sort of a moving meditation, vibrational dance kind of thing. So the goal really is just to bring the community together, peaceful, you know, uniting people to kind of work towards change.
Do you have to worry about the social distancing thing?
We do, yes. So we are trying to cover all of our bases. We realize that some people are not going to be comfortable coming. And of course, the timing of this, you know, the event is July 11th, so it's soon. And now half of Dewey and Rehoboth are starting to shut down again. So we realize that may be a little bit of an issue. But yes, we will have the thermometer to check temperatures when people arrive. We will be spacing yoga mats 6 to 10 feet apart. Everybody will need to bring their own mat, their own refreshment. So we will not be providing anything physical for people. I'm trying to think of what I'm missing.
Well, and it's, you know, it's an interesting time right now. I mean, because it's, you know, it's like the opposite of spiritual right now. It's like the biggest inconvenience. You know, there's a lot of these kind of these multifacets to this whole thing that allow, you know, for people to give an opinion or become a slight professional about everything. And then there's all sorts of versions that people are gathering. So it's very unspiritual right now.
Right.
And and then throw this social distancing. And, you know, for me, you know, I'm a spiritual guy. I love spirituality. I'm sober. And maybe a month ago, I had to make a decision that I needed to start to become very patient and just kind of surrender to my personal thoughts, my opinion, my professional opinion, you know, because we're all professionals now in this. And just start being patient with people because, you know, I can get stuck in a way and then someone can come in and start, you know, like when this first started, I used to kind of have my nose out of my mask. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just BS, guys, you know, take it easy. But now there's a lot of people that are really afraid. Mm-hmm. And they're like, can you put your nose in? And I'd be like, listen. And now I've had to, because it was starting to really get under my skin, and I had to make a decision to start to be patient with other people's feelings and just kind of surrender my professional, non-professional opinion on this mm-hmm. thing and just start tucking my nose into the stupid mask and be more part of a solution. And, you know, I think to have a spiritual event, I think it almost like have to be get back to basics.
Mm-hmm. You know? And that was kind of our thought. And when Elizabeth and Linda and I met initially to discuss this, we all kind of agreed and had the same thought that this is really like the universe is telling us all to slow down. So as much of an inconvenience as it is, and as much as our normal daily lives have been altered, there is ultimately a reason behind it, and it is for everyone to kind of slow down and kind of focus on what's important. So that's kind of really the goal of the event. And I failed to share who the event is for. So it is for Pathways.
We got an hour. We'll find it. Don't worry about it. There's no itinerary. Just we'll find it all. Go ahead.
But it is going towards Pathways to Success, which is a local organization. They work with students grade 9 through 12.
They've been on the podcast.
Have they? Awesome.
Sarah.
Oh, good. Sarah Gilmore.
Twice she's been on.
Great.
She's amazing.
She's amazing. So I'm working with Sarah Faye and my friend Dom, who all work with that organization. So 9th through 12th grade students, they work with them a year post-graduation, you know, to make sure that they have a mentor and graduate high school and get through what they need to. I know a lot of the students there have a lot of, you know, trouble at home and such. So
yeah.
I come from a teaching background. So prior to what I'm doing now, I did teach in the Cape District for 10 years. I worked in special education, and I really do miss the kids. And
yeah.
So I've been talking to Dom, gosh, probably for the last year about how I can get into Pathways and do some work with them. I personally would like to bring yoga and meditation and movement to the students on some level. So this seemed to kind of be a perfect fit. So, you know, our thought is with everything going on, we really need to start with the kids so that they can kind of be the change coming up.
I agree. I think that's, you know, I practice spirituality with my kids, especially my youngest, my middle one, my Sam, because he gets a lot of anxiety, and we pray,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just surrender and practice all that. And, it, you know, because it, unaddressed, it could be like a situation one day, maybe like medicine would be a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a parent, you don't want that. Of course, if it had to happen, you do what you have to do, but we can solve a lot of problems just by saying it out loud,
mm-hmm.
pointing Absolutely. Out our problems, and then asking God to take care of it and that our shoulders aren't big enough. That's usually the prayer. Dear God, my shoulders aren't big enough. I'm turning it over to you. There's a lot of humility in that little prayer. And, you know, for me, the humility is kind of the foundation for spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. I mean, are you guys going to do a run too? Because I thought you said there was some sort of run. I thought you even invited me to run in it.
I don't think there's a run involved, no.
Okay.
I mean, I used to organize a run for the SPCA. but yeah, no run with this. This is going to be very gentle. So
good.
There will be some movement. The goal of the event is to start... you know, we'll start on our mats, so kind of grounded into the earth, and then we'll gradually kind of move to a standing position and have gentle movement, stretching. I'm referring to it as moving meditation. So there will be movement, but not yoga per se. There will be some of what I refer to as vibrational dancing, so mm-hmm. not necessarily dancing, but just some movement on your mat to the drum. So nobody will be moving off of their mat space in any manner, and then bringing everyone back down to their mats to kind of reground. And so I'm currently going through yoga therapy training. That's my ultimate goal, 900 hours to be a licensed yoga therapist. And the whole premise behind that is, you know, we store a lot of trauma in our body, in our fascia, in our tissues. And so I always like to say movement is medicine. And so that's part of the goal of this too, to find gentle movement and kind of release whatever trauma and emotional junk has kind of been stored up with all the stuff going on lately, and kind of allow people a place to kind of heal through that.
Well, I can store up a lot of junk just in a day.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I ran this morning, got up, and me and my buddy were like, he's like, you know, spewing out a bunch of excuses. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do you want to run?
Yeah.
And so as soon as we start running, I'm aching, I'm hurting. I'm like, you know, but I'm like, get out, devil.
Yeah.
You know,
it feels, it's like, so much better.
Oh. I wouldn't say it felt better immediately. Right.
but at some point it feels better.
At some point, at the end of the day, I always say running turns you into a poet, an inventor.
Yeah. And running can be very meditative as well.
Yeah. I always say, if I'm not suffering, I'm not living. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, speaking for me, I've been living a life with as little amount of suffering as possible, and it hasn't gotten me really anywhere. Mm-hmm. And starting to run and, you know, share my story, or, you know, talk to people about their story, and just kind of, you know, throwing it all out there, that suffering really, you know, it opens it up and starts to allow you to, I don't think we're just designed to get everything we want.
No, absolutely not.
And I don't think we're designed to sulk about it when we don't.
Yeah.
And I think trying to figure that out is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe if we can start with kids. And so where is this going to be at? It's at a park?
It is at the Covered Bridge Inn, which is located off of Fisher Road in Lewis. And so it's a beautiful little bed and breakfast barn. It's part of the Hopkins Dairy Farm.
Okay.
And so typically it's a wedding venue.
Okay.
She does do some other events. And so, like I said, you know, we do have the barn space if we need it, weather permitting. And if that were to happen, it is, we can open up all the barn doors. So it's pretty open. But right outside of the barn, she has just this large, open, grassy field. So it's just a really beautiful space.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Is there like an age limit, or is it all ages?
It's all ages. It's child friendly. I just, you know, would expect people to kind of make the right decision as far as, you know, if it's the right event, for their child. I know Pathways is only allowing students 18 and over, you know, from their organization to attend. But it's really up to the parents as far as that. And like I said, we will be following all the COVID guidelines. So as far as safety things, you know, people will have to show up with their mask on. We'll have the temperature checking prior to making your way to your mat. And the masks will have to stay on until you get to your yoga mat. And then you can take them off for the event.
So what day is this? Is it a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday, mm-hmm. Yeah. July 11th.
July 11th. So 7:30 arrival time. We'll start the event at 8, and it'll probably be about 75-ish minutes.
In the morning?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the morning.
Parking?
Parking is free. There is plenty of parking.
Plenty of parking. Mm-hmm. So yeah. I don't want to like harp on this, but I don't know where this Fisher Road is. I've never even heard of this.
I'm trying to think of how I get there. Actually,
is it like off of Second Street?
It's not off 24. This is awful. I've lived here so long. I just kind of drive in a zone.
I know.
I know where I'm going, but I can't think of the street names.
So is it in town, or is it just
not in town? It's out of town. Yeah. So it's kind of, if you were going down 24 or 9 in that direction.
Oh, so it's
actually,
not even...
Is it off Beaver Dam? I want to say it's off Beaver Dam,
so it's
right?
Not even in downtown Lewis?
No. Nope.
That's a weird thing about Lewis, right? It's like there's Lewis, and then there's like this part that jets up down 24.
Yeah,
like,
so it's more, it's west.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll post some directions.
Yeah, absolutely. Easy to find.
How long have you been kind of... You want to share a little of your story? What got you to this point?
Sure. It's a complicated story. But so like I said, I started as a teacher. So I taught grades K to 5, special education. Started at Rehoboth Elementary, made my way to H.O. Brittingham in Milton. Mm-hmm. I worked as a special education teacher for about 6 years, special ed coordinator. Then I moved into a Title I role where I ran a volunteer reading program. And then my last year, they kind of made me a math specialist, which is probably what helped push me out the door. I'm not a numbers person, so I was definitely more of a, you know, English, writing, that type of thing. Like I said, I spent 10 years doing that. A lot of my kids were disadvantaged and from broken homes, and so I have a really soft spot for working with kids. And like I said, I miss them, but I wasn't really happy in the teaching profession anymore. for a variety of reasons. So about a year prior to me leaving teaching...
I mean, did you get to a point where you felt like you should be doing something else, or like you were... Is this life? Is this what I'm supposed to... I mean, what happened? Because that seems like a pretty fulfilling job.
Yeah, it was... I would say it was a gradual process, me leaving. The last 2 years, I think I was not super happy, just because the teaching profession, it's very challenging. It is a very challenging profession. It's not, oh, you work 9 months a year, you get your 3 months off, you know. There's a lot to it. And as a teacher, particularly if you are working with children from disadvantaged homes, you are playing the role of educator, social worker, psychologist,
parent,
all of the above, and you know, it's challenging. So yeah. Between that and the politics of teaching,
yep.
In and of itself, I just wasn't fulfilled. It is a very stable job with health insurance and all that, so I gave up a lot.
Sometimes it seems like if you can't be those roles. I know, like for me, if I'm in a position where I want to do more, but you just can't, you know, you mm-hmm. can't be another person's parent. You can't
right.
tell everybody what to do. Then you tend to go, fine. And you just kind of let go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not great either.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see how it would be. I mean, you got to, it's a tough gig.
Yeah.
I get it.
So I was in that, and I would say about a year prior to me leaving, I adopted a couple dogs from the SPCA. I was doing a lot of volunteer work with them. And the second dog we adopted was very challenging, and I didn't really know anything about dog training. So I did what I typically do, which is not hire a dog trainer, but go to school to become a dog trainer.
Right.
That's kind of how I roll. So I kind of got into that.
So you're also a dog trainer.
I am a professional dog trainer.
Nice.
And so what I started to notice, there was a lot of similarities between working with children and working with dogs. And so I kind of came up with this idea that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to own my own business, even though I knew nothing about running a business. And so that was my transition. I left teaching. I started Get Your Wag On, which is my business currently still. Became a professional
Get
dog trainer.
Get Your Wag On.
Get
I
Your
like
Wag
that.
On, yes.
Are you on Instagram?
It is on Instagram. It's not really kept up with on Instagram, but we are on Facebook, so
okay.
I do keep that up. So I started dog training professionally. It was kind of me, myself, and I in the business. A few years later, I was offered a local pet sitting company to purchase. So I purchased what was Dolly's pet sitting company, combined it with Get Your Wag On, and so I currently run Get Your Wag On Pet Services, which is dog training, pet photography, and pet sitting. We do in-home pet sitting. So that is essentially my main business, which unfortunately is not doing very well right now.
Why? Because of everything that's going on?
Yeah, because people aren't working, or they're working from home, or they're not traveling. So I would say my business sales have gone down about 80%
yeah.
Since March, and they are not altering much at the moment. So, so that's been a bit of a struggle. So that's essentially my full-time business. And then a few years ago, I kind of was going through some life transitions. I'm recently divorced within the last year. Lots of family stuff that has gone on. And I kind of got to a point when I turned 40 that I just kind of need to deal with some stuff
yeah.
from a long time ago. So that's kind of how I got into my yoga journey. I've kind of always been in fitness. I've dabbled in yoga forever. But I hit 40 and kind of dove into my practice full time.
Isn't that a kind of a trip how we go through life? We figure, like, you know, what's important, and mm-hmm. we got it all figured out. And then, I mean, 40, I'm going to be 52. And you just get to a point, you're like, wait a minute, what's this about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is this? You know, it's not, maybe it's not all about money. I mean, you got to have it, I guess, to survive.
Right.
But it's, I know for me, at one point, I just had to kind of adjust that bar of success. Like, I'm like, I've always thought this is happiness. And now, mm-hmm. I'm realizing it's actually a lot lower, and it's a lot different than what I thought. And I guess it just happens in the mid part of our life.
Yeah. And I think people always tell you that, you know, when you hit 40, things are going to change. And for me, it literally was like the week I turned 40, you know, I just kind of had this epiphany, like, ooh, I'm not really actually happy. So
yeah.
I need to do something about it. And so, yeah, I dove into yoga. I started with my first yoga cert, which was a Bhuti Yoga, BUTI. Booty yoga, which is amazing. It's kind of yoga, dance, cardio, kind of all combined.
And I like your Instagram. You know, sometimes I've had several people on the podcast that from, and I've met them through Instagram. Mm-hmm. And we were talking that, you know, we have our friend Matt is a mutual friend, and mm-hmm. I've seen you for years through his Facebook and stuff. But I was like, oh my God. So I was looking at your Instagram, and you have a lot of fun on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dance. I saw you doing this. Yeah, you do a lot of great dances. It's very cool. I love people that have fun with Instagram.
Yeah, I love Instagram. I prefer Instagram over Facebook. I just find it easier, and like you said, it is more fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, booty's great. That was my first cert. I did that for about a year, and then I went for my 200-hour, something else called Primal Flow. I've done a trauma-informed weekend. And so I was just having this discussion the other day about something about the number 7 and like the 7-year stretch of things. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that I taught for 10 years, which is close enough to 7, but I probably became unhappy in teaching around year 7. And then I've done the pet sitting and dog training for about 7 years. And now I'm feeling a shift, you know, to move into something else. And so, like I mentioned earlier, I started a program with Phoenix Rising, which is a 900-hour licensed yoga therapy program. And that is my ultimate goal, to complete that program and work as a licensed yoga therapist to kind of combine everything that I've been doing in the last 2 years.
That's cool. I think as life goes on, I have kids and they're like, yeah, oh my God, you know, they're just so blown away by everything. What? You know, look at that. Oh my God. And then as we go through life, we've seen it. And then we realize, oh my God, I think there's more to this. And, it's an interesting journey. It's great to hear your journey. And I know just listening to your journey makes me think about my own. And what used to be important and what really is not important anymore. And I wonder what's going to happen in the next 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. But I really do think COVID has been a huge lesson for everyone. You know, I would say I have separated last July and went through my divorce. And it's been quite the journey the last year. And that doesn't need to be told, that story itself. But, you know, when COVID hit, it was kind of around this point in time where, you know, we were still in the midst of that settlement and a move and all kinds of different things. And so it was a really good time for me to not leave the house. Yeah. You know, so COVID and isolation happening was probably the best thing that could have happened.
There's nothing better than when they tell you to isolate.
Right, exactly.
You're like, oh.
Yeah, so you have time to sit at home. And it's really been a big eye-opener to see kind of who is really important in my life. What is really important in my life. And even though the pet sitting is not doing well, it's given me time to focus on the yoga therapy. And so, figure out what really matters.
I've said it before, whether it's true or not, I've always felt like this was kind of the disease or the disease of the gluttonous. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a real reset for, you know, for all of us, I think, you know, I remember early in the quarantine, just the amount of people out on the trail, you know, like I would see people like couples walking together that would definitely have not been walking together at that time of the day. Mm-hmm. I think it was nice to kind of bring back families and create conversations and, you know, whether they were good or, you know, tough.
Right.
But, you know, learn how to cook again. Mm-hmm. And obviously, we want any business that's out there to survive. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the things that are struggling today used to be really privileges, you know, flying, mm-hmm. eating out.
Yeah.
You know, we are in a vacation area, so a lot of vacationers come here and support the restaurants. But, you know, as a kid, we didn't eat out.
Right.
You know, maybe once we're going out. Oh, my God. You know, so and flying, just all these things that we've become accustomed to now. They all used to be a privilege, and they're the ones that are really taking the hit.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get through it, but I do think it was nice to kind of have a reset and remind ourselves that, you know, family is important. Mm-hmm. You know, I love cooking for my family. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing better than providing. I'm not hunting it. I'm just not into that, but I'm doing the next thing, and which is cooking and providing food for the family, and it feels good. It feels good to do it, and it's a good, you know, like almost like a mini foundation for a day or, It's good to get back to that stuff. And hopefully we can find a balance of doing some of that and some of the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even just getting outside, you know, I bought myself a bike cruiser. That was a gift to myself during COVID. And I mean, I've been on the trail probably more in the last 2 months than I have been in the last 15 years or being here. So, getting to the trail, getting to the beach, getting outside, I definitely went from a very strict routine of like, oh my gosh, I have to be at the yoga studio or the gym, 7 days a week kind of thing. And now, I haven't really had a regimented exercise routine, and it kind of feels nice.
Yeah. Well, I didn't either. And then it felt so nice that I could barely get out of the couch.
Right.
I'm like, let's get back to it.
Yeah,
the trails are amazing.
Yeah.
We've really turned into, I've lived in the same place for 20 years, and I lived by the trail. But back in the day, it wasn't even a trail. It was like this back road for the farmers to, their tractors could drive on the sandy stuff, but no car could get through it because it would get stuck. But I used to ride my bike back there. And then slowly over the years, I don't know if it was Carney or whoever it was, but we switched them all over to these great trails.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they just opened a new one in Milton, Rails to Trails. I think they turned all the railroad into trails. I haven't been on those, but okay. I mean, we've just become like trails everywhere.
Yeah. Have you done the one to Georgetown yet?
No.
Okay. So we want to try that one. So we've done all the ones around here, and we were just on one yesterday, and I guess the one we came out to the high school, and I said, oh, where does this go if you turn to the left? So I believe that one goes all the way out to Georgetown. So I want to try that.
Yeah, I do want to try it. I mean, the only thing about that one is it's paved,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but I like I like a little dirt.
Yeah.
I like
it feels
the
a woodsy.
Yeah, I love mm-hmm. I'm just so and so where I live at down Wolf Neck Road, so they planted the state bought these so at the end of Wolf Neck Road, it's you drive down it, and then it opens up into two fields. And then eventually you get to a parking lot, and the parking lot allows you to park and then walk down to the trail. You can take the trail either right or left. One way will take you into Lewis. The mm-hmm. other way will take you into Rehoboth.
Yeah.
The state bought these fields. I was talking to this lady this morning, and she was – because this there's a field out there that's completely filled and, kind of what's going on. I'm hesitant to say the name of the flower, but they're black-eyed Susans. And it's a field of black-eyed Susans.
Hmm.
And I'm like, where did these flowers come from? It's just so beautiful. So I was talking to this lady, and she goes, she said the state bought the fields, and they're the ones, because for forever it's been corn.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess the state took them over, and now they planted flowers. It's just so crazy to, like, this is something you would see, like, on a leg of the, mm-hmm. the Tour de France or something,
right.
You know, where they're flying through fields of flowers. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
So we're just really super blessed to have all this, the trails, the beaches. I don't know if you've seen, but my friend and I, we've decided that we are going to once a week run the beach.
Okay.
Ugh.
I don't enjoy running on the beach myself. It's hard.
Do you not enjoy running on the beach, or do you not enjoy running on the beach because it's hard?
Probably because it's hard.
Right. Because it is a life-changing event.
I mean, I enjoy being on the beach. So, yes, it's because it's more challenging.
It sucks. Mm-hmm. So I run with this guy, and he's, we decided, I don't know where, to run the beach. And so we ran last week, and we went from the end of the boardwalk, and we went north to the Naval Jetty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great run. Paced myself. The sand was firm. It was no issue. Ground through it. Finished. And one of the weird things, and you can tell me if this happens to you, whether it's life, running, working out, our path kind of gets filled with, like, weird habits. I would usually do this here. Or, if I'm going here, I would usually maybe stop here. Or one of the things that I've done, even through my running, I started running in 99. I wanted to quit smoking. I was a big cigarette smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And I would start, and I would have these, like, if I can just get there, and then I'll walk the rest. Mm-hmm. And then if I can just get a little farther. So I would build these, like, little weird stopping spots, these weird habits. And it started happening to me on the trail. I've been running for 20 years, I guess. And, you know, I was like, if I could just make it to the entrance of the trail, if I could just make it to the first rail. And the interesting thing about the run on the beach was I had no habits there. Mm. And I've been struggling. You know, I run 5 miles, but always stop and take pictures. And I'm like, I just want to not stop. But my brain's like, you need to stop. Stop. Mm-hmm. And I'd stop and be like, you need to go. What'd you stop for? Mm. So running on the beach the other day, there's no habits there. And I just ran 5 miles. Mm-hmm. And with no problem. I mean, it was hard, but I was able to do it. I didn't have these weird histories of stopping spots. And so we did the run, and I did 5 miles, and I didn't even stop. I was, like, so excited. So we tried to do it yesterday, and it was high tide, and it was a bit different. And the sand was soft, and I just thought I was going to die. Mm-hmm. It was a blast. I'm so grateful for it, but it was I get it. Sand sucks.
Yeah. And running's like that. I think it differs from day to day. Absolutely.
Well, it differs on the sand. Mm-hmm. Like we ran this morning the trail and it was amazing. It rained. Mm-hmm. It was just beautiful. What's your favorite exercise? Is yoga it or do you enjoy running?
You know, it depends on the day, honestly. But yeah, I mean, I would say for me now, yoga is my go-to. I mean, I grew up dancing, playing soccer and softball, you know, from... I started dancing at 2.5, did that throughout my childhood, started soccer and softball young. So those are my things. And then into adulthood, I got into running, did a lot of races. Then I got into triathlons. So I was a triathlete for several years. And then I got into CrossFit. And then I started getting older and having a lot of injuries and stress-related stuff. And so that's kind of part of what pushed me to yoga as well. So now, yoga, I teach spinning also. I just started teaching for Karn at Right Balance Pilates. So I'm finding that Pilates works for
spinning
me.
Spinning is brutal.
Yeah, but it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. So I try to do more low-impact things now, but I also do enjoy boxing. So I kind of like a mix. So like I said, it depends on the day. There's days that I need to kind of hit something, so to speak. And then there's days that I need to flow.
I forget the guy's name, but I used to do this yoga class. What was his freaking name? Oh, they had the place right over here by the Nassau Bridge.
Oh, I know. I took a class there twice.
So, the guy, he's an interesting dude. Mm-hmm. But he was super into breathing. I think he's almost like, I don't know what the term would be for a breathing expert, but mm-hmm. he's just breathing guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, really? So we did this we did this yoga class, and then it was like a half hour of yoga and then a half hour of spinning. Mm-hmm. He went from yoga to spinning. And he would do these, you know, like 8 out, 6 in, you know, control your breath, ocean sounds. I always call them zombie sounds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, just restraining your breath. And I never realized what I always call breathing the great equalizer. It's like it brings us all back to the same place because mm-hmm. the way he would teach us to restrict our breathing. I mean, I would start sweating. I didn't realize, you know, how breath, air cools us. Mm-hmm. And he was just great at that. I love when you learn stuff like that mm-hmm. about breathing and what a role it plays. Because the latest thing that I'm doing now is I try to only breathe through my nose mm-hmm. When I can, when I remember, like in bed. You know, we have a lot of defenses that are built up in our nose, and we're really actually designed to only breathe through our nose. Mm-hmm. I was watching a guy who was talking about how Laird Hamilton. He's a big wave surfer.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how we've become mouth breathers. It's like this big, lazy, open hole to breathe through. Mm-hmm. And it's not restricting us and creating want. And, you know, we have a lot of defenses that are in our nose. The hairs, obviously, it's kind of gross and stuff. But the mucus, it grabs a lot of stuff out of the air. Mm-hmm. I think back 100 years ago, you know, we used to carry around handkerchiefs. You know, I think it was really about blowing your nose, mm-hmm. promoting that because, you know, clearing out that stuff that our first defense.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of this rise and release event, too. You know, we will be doing breath work at the beginning, yeah. And that's a huge part of the yoga therapy. And I was just having a conversation the other day with somebody, you know, about how, you know, the main goal of yoga is not necessarily what you're doing on your mat necessarily or what poses you're hitting, but it's your ability to take your yoga practice off of your mat. And the largest piece of that is your breath work. So, you know, if you think about someone who's having an anxiety attack, I mean, I'll even refer back to my dog right now because, you know, I just moved last week. And so I have three animals and they're all kinds of stressed. And Logan, my senior dog, has been having panic attacks essentially the whole last week with the move. And his breath, I mean, he's just panicking and panting and breathing heavily. And so it's the same thing with humans. And so, you know, when you get into those tizzies of a state and you come back to some type of breath work like that, you can kind of alter everything, including your mood.
Well, and I used to think with breath, it was like, all right, take focus on your breath. I'm like, okay, I'm breathing in air, you know, I'm breathing in air. But the reality is just focusing on the fact that I'm breathing in air.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can focus on that, that means I'm not focusing on anything else.
Yep.
When Ed Harold, that's his name, Eddie Harold,
mm-hmm.
We used to do meditation, and he would say, focus, close your eyes, and imagine a tennis ball. And I could imagine the tennis ball, and as I practiced it, the tennis ball would take different shapes. And the shapes of the tennis ball sometimes would be kind of fuzzy, sometimes it'd be real slick.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't figured it exactly out, but I'm sure that is showing different moods that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Whether if it's no fuzz on the tennis ball, maybe that means I'm super anxious. I don't know what it is, but there's a lot in there,
mm-hmm.
in that head of mine.
Absolutely.
And if you can just, I mean, you could have 10 people that line you up. You can have 10 people line up in front of you, and all of them tell you to, you know, breathe or whatever they do. But there's always that one person that really somehow explains it, that allows you to connect with it. That doesn't mean the other nine aren't great, but it's always finding that right person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of the challenges. Eddie was like that. He was a bit peculiar of a fella, mm-hmm. but he had some way about...
We're all a little peculiar.
I'm fucking crazy. I already know that. But, you know... one of my favorite things about exercising is when you can find a person, and you can probably share a story of your past with exercise and stuff, but it's always that person that kind of helps us become accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's nice to have a workout partner?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think accountability is key. I mean, I just signed up for my first coaching program, you know, about a month ago because I have this tendency to, you know, have, and in the coaching group, we actually talked like, how many of you have 8,000 notebooks in your house where you have ideas and all these things you're going to do, right? And then it just becomes a challenge to actually bring them to fruition. So I paid and signed up for my very first 90-day coaching program.
Nice.
Just to hold myself accountable. So Melissa Wolf, locally from Balanced Health and Wellness. I don't know if you're familiar with her, but...
I know. I think I know Melissa.
Yeah. So she's got a 90-day coaching program, and it's really just for, you know, it's nothing earth-shattering or that you don't know. It's not like you don't know what to do or how to do
you're
it
40.
Per se,
We're not shattering earth anymore.
Right. It's just like I need someone to be on my butt every day and making sure that I'm actually doing my to-do list and what I'm doing, but...
Do you have like a friend that you lean on when it comes to exercise? That, like me and my buddy James, we've mm-hmm. always run. I mean, younger we would run 3 or 4 times a week, but at some point we said, "Listen, you and I run every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will get between that. Mm-hmm. Nothing will stop that." We did have to take a break through the COVID, but mm-hmm. this morning he showed up. You know, because it's a deal,
right?
Do you have anybody that's like that in your life?
Not that regimented, but I should. Because I was just thinking, I signed up with another group online to do this run thing. It's like a run across the country, but virtually. My friend Elaine had organized it, and I signed up for it all gung-ho to do it, and I've probably only run like 2 times. Because you're kind of running on your own, and then you have to track what you run and upload it to the site. So I had that thought actually as I was driving here that I should probably find somebody to just meet me at the trail to make sure I do it each week because I've been slacking. I had more of that when the...
Well, maybe you should think of it a little differently instead of meet somebody to make sure, maybe meet somebody that, you know, that you can also help.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
instead of being helped, maybe you can also help. That's right. Kind of the way that I look at it
because
mm-hmm. I'm running.
Yeah.
You know, there's times where I'm up, and they're not. There's times they're up and I'm not. So mm-hmm. you make it sound like you just you need help all the time. And you can help others.
Right, I can. I do a lot of that.
I know you do. Yeah. I just didn't want to make you to feel like you're not a good person because right. you're not showing up for a run. But that's, I mean, you know, it's sometimes it can be just as simple as that. And mm-hmm. we always have the option of just getting coffee.
Right.
You know, if this is that bad,
yes.
at least let's just go get coffee and have a good chat. Because mm-hmm. sometimes it's you know, conversations during exercise can be a little different. Sometimes that wall of self-centered fear comes down during mm-hmm. a run or exercise. And sometimes you, okay, I'm having trouble at home. You're like, oh, my right. God, wow, where did that come from? So it's nice for me. I'm running with another guy, kind of doing the same thing Tuesdays and Thursdays. And we finished a run one day, and he just comes over and hugs me. I'm like, what was that? I don't know.
Endorphins, yeah. I saw, were you running with Carlos from...
Sea Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
I love we run every Amy. Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay, yeah. I love him and Amy.
He is the fucking funniest guy mm-hmm. I know.
Very good people.
I said I spent the last 25 years so that I could stop acting like that.
Uh-huh.
And then I meet somebody just like that, and I wouldn't change a thing about that guy. He's just, yeah. he's hysterical.
Yeah.
He'll call me on FaceTime. He's like, looks at me. And I could see him fiddling with something. And then all of a sudden, Top Gun music starts playing. He goes, let me tell you something. I'm like, dude, you're right.
And that is a great movie.
So yesterday we ran, and so to Carlos's credit, he went from no running. The first run we did 4 miles. The second run we did 5 miles. And the guy's like a bull. He just doesn't stop. And so yesterday he ran barefoot. I tried to run the shoes. It didn't go well. He finished first, and he videotaped me finishing, dying. Because
uh-huh.
I text him, turning around, I'm dying. And so he made this GoPro video because he was videotaping me. So I tried to throw my shoe at him. And the shoe, right, you know, have you ever done something? You're like, and you start to throw, and then you realize there's a lady with a baby in a stroller right next to him. I'm like, no.
Slow motion.
And I threw my shoe in the ocean. And he videotaped it, and he made this caption, and it was hysterical. Yeah, he's a great guy. Amy's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. We walked the dogs, too.
Oh, do you guys mm-hmm. together?
Well, we walk Amy's dogs. My company walks Amy's dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to get Amy out there running, too.
Yeah.
I just did her highlights.
She may be coming to the event, I believe. I hope.
Well, my only concern is the whole fucking... distancing and shit. I hope it doesn't ruin your freaking parade because it seems to be I've had several people on doing events and they've all seemed to get kind of screwed over by this thing.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I'm hoping because it's outdoors. I mean, I know a lot of the fitness studios are doing their classes outdoors and they're having people attend. So we'll just cross our fingers. We're probably going to do some type of live streaming on some level either way. We're not exactly sure how we're going to do that yet, but there will be some way for people to kind of view the event somehow virtually, because we know there will be probably a great deal of people who are not comfortable coming. So,
well, and hopefully you can maybe do it again. You know, if we mm-hmm. ever get to a point where we get back to some weird, mm-hmm. I don't even know.
Some sense
people say we want to get back to normal. And I'm like, I don't even know if I like normal.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. And what is normal really is the ultimate question.
Well, normal, I think, was getting anything we wanted at any time,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of, I was talking to my dad, and he's like, oh, you know, my dad's 80, and his opinion about things is a little weird. And I'm like, I think people are really unhappy because we're all broke, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, we have money, but, you know, we can't fix our driveway or put in a crown in or
right.
What did someone say? We're all... None of us could handle a $500 out of the blue expense.
Right.
Some of us could, but, you know, and it's just trying to figure out, you know, if it wasn't for credit cards, I don't know where we would be in this country.
Yeah. I mean, particularly right now.
Right. Exactly. So I, you know, hopefully we can take a look at what normal was, or I know for me, I'm having to take a look at it
mm-hmm.
and, I'm lucky I own a hair salon, but it's small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, some of my friends who own bigger salons have had to struggle because it's you know, you can't bring 20 people back.
Right.
So I've kind of escaped a little of it, but, you know, if it comes back again, I don't know. I hope we don't get closed down.
I know. That is a major concern. So, and even my yoga therapy program, part of it's online, but part of it is in person. So I had some scheduled immersion programs that were supposed to be in Denver, Colorado. And so long story short, everything is going to be via Zoom training now until 2021. So my Denver training in September is going to be online instead. So the next time that I will be doing an in-person training for that will not be till April of 2021. So they just made that call this week.
Well, and people keep asking me, do you think they're going to have school? I don't.
No.
I don't. And if you think they are, you're delirious because they're not going to.
Yeah.
I just hope we can figure out a way to do it a little better.
Yeah.
Than what we were doing. And that's the other thing. That's another thing. You know, I'm going to have to surrender a bit on that, you know, mm-hmm. because I was just like, whatever. Whatever, I don't even want to look at it. But this year I'm going to have to be a little, I might have to set up like a classroom in the back of the salon.
I mean, I don't know what a lot of parents, you know, there's a lot of parents who have to go to work still. So there's just so many factors to look at.
We're going to get through it. So you said, don't forget, let's talk about the sponsors of this.
Yes.
Let's talk about this. Let's
so
promote these. I loved how you, when you and I agreed to do this, and then you made this cool little picture of me with my Don't Give a Sip cup.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. I was like scrolling through. I'm like, which picture
I need to hire you.
I love doing Instagram stuff. So maybe I'll tack that on to my list of things I'm doing.
Well, I tell you what, maybe you can, I need help. I need help.
Yeah,
absolutely. I have so much Instagram shit that I need help.
Yeah, I love it. So these sponsors, we want to do t-shirts for the event. And so because we were unsure of how many people might actually register and attend due to everything. We had a thought to look for sponsors quickly. And so this is kind of the beauty of this community. I sent out 2 text messages and put a post on Facebook looking for sponsors quickly because we actually needed to know like within an hour or two.
Yeah.
And within less than 2 hours, I had 22 sponsors for the event and for the t-shirts. So,
nice. So
we've covered the cost of probably 50 to 100 t-shirts for the event. So it's pretty amazing. So I definitely wanted to share everyone. So I'm just going to kind of read. Yoga Goddess, who is actually not local, but she's an online yoga friend. So she is on Facebook under Yoga Goddess. Wild, which is Linda Array's business. Tri-Coach, which is Bruce Clayton. Have you had Bruce on here?
Asked him. I'd love to have him on.
Yeah. So Bruce is a good friend of mine as well. But Tri-Coach.
Bend his ear and let him know.
Yeah, I'll let him know. Saved Souls Animal Rescue. Palpations. Palpations. So she's a massage and wellness for humans and canines. Styled. More Yoga, Magnificent Mamas, and that's also Elizabeth Sanchez, who's involved in the event.
She's great.
Katie of Lewis Lettering, Lana Kai Wellness, the Rehoboth Kite Company, Village Salon and Spa, Ocean Atlantic Sotheby's, the Rehoboth Beach Running Company, Ashton Pools, The Drip, which is not local. Another little side business I do is I am an independent consultant for Enagic that is a Kangen water machines, which could be a whole nother conversation.
Okay.
But The Drip is part of that. Mirror Mirror Boutique, Heirloom Restaurant in Lewis, Grove and Evelyn, Grace Boutique, Gel Z Art and Surf. And I do want to give kind of an extra shout out to her because she actually created the logo for the event for free in addition to sponsorship. Our drummers, Blue Deer Tribe, the Cover Bridge Inn, which is hosting the event, Brow and Beauty Bar, Katie from Arbon, Beach Fit.
She's been on.
Katie has, yes, I saw her on there. Yeah, she's awesome too. Amy Lackford, and I'm drawing a blank on her business name because it is not on her logo actually, but she does hypnosis.
So nice.
I think that I have gotten everybody. But yeah, it was pretty amazing. I mean, I put that out there, and I would say probably in less than an hour, I mean, people were just boom, 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 Venmoing money and all about it. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, that probably has a lot to do with the fact that you've, you know, been around and you seem to be a decent person.
Sometimes,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we don't, you know... We don't know what we're doing 20 years ago, but mm-hmm. Little did we know that one day we'd need to hit up everybody that we know in town.
Exactly.
And hopefully we've lived a decent life and people are like, hell yeah, mm-hmm. I'll help you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll throw in Karen Spazzato as well. She sponsored the event, but she did put a tip bucket out down at Hudson Fields. They have that happy hour down there with Revelation Beer. And so I think she collected $50 to $100 in money to go to Pathways
she's
as well.
Been on
so,
too. She's
yeah.
Great.
And she's awesome. She's done some work with Pathways before. So she was all about the event. So.
Well, we definitely live in a community that is all about helping.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I was telling somebody how blessed we are to even live in this town,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's awesome. We're yeah. very, very, very lucky.
Lots of community support.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. I know you got to go teach a class. I know you're busy, but I...
Thanks for having me.
You can come back anytime.
Awesome.
And I do need help, so
okay.
Don't forget that.
I'm here.
You can walk my Instagram. How's
I'll
that?
I'll do it. I'll do it.
All of them.
All right.
Tara Elizabeth, I appreciate it. What is what do you have a website for this?
I don't have for the event.
Yeah.
There's no website. It is on Eventbrite under Rise and Release Retreat. And I've been posting it on my personal page, Tara Elizabeth Gush, which is public. My Instagram page, which is Soulfish Tribe. The link is in the bio on there. And I've created an event on Instagram or on Facebook, Rise and Release Retreat. So if anyone can just follow me on any of those things, and I'm posting the event link daily.
Well, and you can tag all of the Instagram. You can tag the Robo Social. You can tag the In Too Deep. Any podcast that we do, you can tag them all and post it in there too.
Awesome.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I hope you have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
Have a great day. All right. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.